Can you just take us through the last 30 hours and what it's been like for you and your teammates?
Well, I mean, I don't think anyone ever imagines, waking up day before a game and, getting informed that, a player, a leader on your team, has something so tragic happen like that. I mean, no one would ever have thought it of him. He was a leader on our team. He was a hard worker. He was dedicated. He was passionate about football. Played the game how it was supposed to be played, and I mean, there wasn't one player on our team who ever could see that coming. So I think trying to understand the situation was tough, or get a sense of what had happened and who is now going to affect. Understanding that it's going to affect the Perkins family, the Belcher family, his daughter. For many, many years to come, not just today or in the next few days or weeks.
Brady, how were you able to turn all that you guys have been through into one of the best games this team has played this season?
Man, I think in moments, tragedies like this, they can either define you or they can redefine you. And I think this team was able to take an event and allow it to redefine us as a team. We were battling through a lot of emotion. We were battling through a lot of difficulties on the field. There was a lot of injuries too, and guys stepped up and played a heck of a game. So I think Rack kind of said it best in the beginning before the game, and just talked to us how, Javon played the game, and that's how he wanted us to go out and play that game, with the type of dedication and passion that he had.
Brandon, Derek said that the emotional impact of the tragedy hit him as he was driving to the stadium. When did it hit you, and what were you able to do to help you get through it?
Honestly, I mean, the whole time has been tough to deal with, but I'd walked in the locker room, and I didn't look towards his locker. But then as I sat down when I first got in, I looked across and I saw his jersey hanging up, and his locker was still filled with everything, and that was when it kind of hit me. So I, it was kind of tough to step back and try to gain focus, what the task was in front of us, and more than anything else, I think as a player, we just wanted to try to come together as a team, and try to bring some good to the situation, bring glory to the situation, whatever you can, in this kind of matter.
Brady, a football question here. You got a lot today from guys who hadn't been given this team a lot in the first 11 games. Guys like Baldwin, Hillis, Tony Moyaki. Why today, of all days, were those guys had their best game of the year?
We had a great game plan going into it, Coach Daboll and the offensive staff did a tremendous job putting together some things that we felt really solid about watching film and preparing for. We try to say the best attack is a balanced attack. It keeps teams on their toes, and I think that was what you saw out there. And again, when you start implementing more guys into it, it makes it harder to stop. It makes it harder to try to take away something that we're trying to get production out of on offense. So I think you try to spread the ball around, and this game plan doesn't work without our offensive line blocking the way they did in the run game. And our tight ends and our running backs, I mean, they did an amazing job. Patrick DeMarco stepped in and stepped up this week, did an amazing job. So, you got to take your hat off to them because they're what led the way. And that physical play is exactly what Rack, talked about. And that's what, how Javon played the game. That's how we wanted it.
Could you talk about the emotion in the room after the game? Some of the guys were saying there was kind of mixed.
Yeah, I mean, it's it was tough. I think it's a eerie feeling after a win because you don't feel like you can win in this situation. I think the one thing is hopefully people can, try to take away that, the relationships they have with people, I know when it happened, I was sitting in my head thinking, what could I have done different? You know, when you ask someone how they're doing, do you really mean it? When you answer someone back, how are you doing? Are you really telling them the truth? You know, we live in a society of social networks and Twitter pages and Facebook, and that's fine and stuff, but, you know, we have contact with our work associates, our family, our friends, and it seems like half the time we're more preoccupied with our phone and other things going on instead of the actual relationships we have in front of us. And hopefully people can learn from this and try to actually figure out if someone's battling something, you know, deeper on the inside than what they may be revealing on a day-to-day basis.
A couple more guys.
Brady, today Dwayne Bowe made up T-shirts, and I've kind of heard that you want to do something for Javon's daughter.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to try to put together a fund for her. You know, obviously without having either parent in her life now, I mean, I think it's important that she understands the type of love that she should, you know, get from a family. And Javon was part of our family, and we make sure to take care of our own. So we want to try to put together a fund. Now, we'll have more information and details as to where you can donate. But, you know, we just want her to understand. You know, at one point in time, she might have some questions later on in life, and we want her to understand how much she's loved, and, you know, not reflect back on an event like this and, you know, look on it a negative way. Hopefully she can understand, try to find some other peace with it, and move forward with her life.
All right. How much do you think having four more games to play in the season, being together for 4 more weeks a month to help you guys as a team, as individual players, overcome what has happened?
I don't know. I mean, right now I think there's a lot of guys who are just trying to, you know, get through the rest of today, to be honest with you. I mean, we've been trying to prepare for a game after an event like this, and I think the emotions of what is taking place is probably going to hit home to a few guys probably in the next couple of days when they really come to realize what's taking place.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.